The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The first Gospel written is the Gospel of Mark, and that was written around 70 AD, almost 40 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. Then the following Gospels were the Gospel of Matthew and Gospel of Luke, who were written between 80 and 90 AD. And both Matthew and Luke have 90% of the Gospel of Mark in their Gospel, but then they have their own additional stories that they added to their Gospel. And one of those additional things that we only find in Luke is that Luke gives us two parallel stories of birth, the birth of Jesus and the birth of John the Baptist together, because John the Baptist was the one who was supposed to prepare the way for the Lord, the messenger that's coming to prepare the way. Yesterday, we heard the story of the Annunciation, and then we're told that Mary today in haste left to go see her cousin Elizabeth because the angel told her that Elizabeth, who was old and haven't had children, is also with child. But there is also more deep theological significance to this story and Mary, traveling to the hill country in Judah. If you remember when Moses received the Ten Commandments, they built an ark. They call it the Ark of the Covenant, where those Ten Commandments were put in. And to the Jewish people for 2,000 plus years till the time of Christ, they believed that God's Spirit dwelled in the Ark of Covenant. But one time, because of wars, the Ark was lost. And then when David became king, David found the Ark of the Covenant in the hill country of Judah. So what Luke is trying to tell us is just like the Ark of the Covenant was found in the hill country of Judah where God's Spirit lived, Mary now goes there because now she's the new Ark of Covenant. She's holding the Spirit of God, in flesh, in her womb as Jesus. Then Elizabeth says something very important that we might gloss over it. But Elizabeth was the first human person to announce who is this child in Mary's womb. Because Elizabeth greets Mary and says, "And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, realized that this baby is the Lord, is God. And she announces that to Mary. And that's the first time in the Gospels that one person, a human being, announces who Jesus is. And that's what's the response to that? It's joy. John the Baptist, the baby in Elizabeth's womb, leaps in joy. And then Mary, as we will hear tomorrow, will sing her song of praise, her canticle of praise. We heard in that first reading a calling us to exalt, to rejoice. Again, we can rejoice many things about Christmas, getting together with family, the presents we get, the decorations. That's good, but our greatest joy should come from the fact, who is this child that we're celebrating his birth? Just think about it. God decides to become one like us, to be born as a child, as a baby, helpless, in a manger, not at some palace, What does that say to us about how God sees each one of us? I encourage you between now and Christmas, take a few moments, maybe today and every day, and reflect on the fact that God chose to become a human person like us and dwell among us. What does that tell you? What does that say about God and how he feels about each one of us, how he thinks about each one of us? That's the cause of our joy. And that joy never disappears, because even 2,000 years later, Emmanuel is God who is with us. And that's the reason for us to rejoice, not just at Christmas, but every day of our lives.